Masechet Shabbos Perigvav Mishnah Zayin until Perigvav Mishnah Yud. We're continuing to discuss the items of clothing with which one is allowed to go out into a public domain on Shabbos. And as we have seen, in order to be able to do so, it has to be an item of clothing. It can't be considered something which you are carrying. And as well as that, even if it is an item of clothing, it has to be something which you are not likely to take off in order to show people. Because if you are, then you might come to carry it for 4 amos by itself, without wearing it, which would be forbidden. And we learned in the previous Mishnah that one is allowed to go out with a button which is tied to the shoulder part of their cloak and is used to close and fasten the cloak. This is considered a necessary part of the item of clothing and a part which you are not likely to take off in order to show people. So the Mishnah is going to tell us that you can use different types of objects as this button. Prefes ala even, one can use a stone as a button. Val ho'eges, you can use a nut as well. Or even a coin, if these are functioning as buttons of the cloak, then you can go out like that on Shabbos. However, other than the problem of carrying on Shabbos, there's a different problem at hand over here. And that is, a coin is muktzah, which means it is set aside for a use other than for Shabbos. Coins are usually used for buying and selling, which is forbidden on Shabbos, and therefore a coin is muktzah for Shabbos. As well as that, even a stone is muktzah, since it has no use on Shabbos. So the truth is, a stone and a coin, although they are both muktzah, a coin is considered more muktzah than a stone. And the reason for this is because a stone, if you don't set it aside for a particular use, then it has no use at all. And because of that, as long as you set this stone aside as the button before Shabbos comes in, that's good enough and you'll be able to use that button on Shabbos, since once you set aside the stone for the button, you're unlikely to change that stone and use it for something else, because the stone doesn't really have any other use. However, when it comes to a coin, since the coin has many uses, and using it as a button is not the most common use at all, so just by setting the button aside before Shabbos and saying that you'll use it as a button does not remove its muktzah status, because it's likely that you'll change the coin's usage and end up later using it for money. So just by setting it aside as a button does not really give it the status of a button, and therefore it remains muktzah. The only way you'll be able to use the coin as a button on Shabbos is uvilvad shalei tifrav lechachila b'Shabbos, as long as you don't make it into a button for the first time on Shabbos itself. If you make it into a button before Shabbos comes in, and you actually use it as a button, so now you've shown that this is functioning as a button, and it will no longer be muktzah, because then it is certainly set aside for Shabbos use.